my God-given.
You,
Jacques especially wanted the song played.
Yes, it should be like an introduction.
Sorry. No, we have to. This is episode 6 of the most pointless podcast in the world.
And Givin decided to hear classical in French.
The other patrons have been very quiet, all of a sudden.
Yes, now no one is speaking. It's finished.
Everyone is looking at you, Jacques. Why does he want this music played?
Yes. It was your idea, Givin. So we are listening Edith Piaf.
Edith Piaf.
Yes. Uh-huh. And
now I can use my French ability, now that we're in a French mood.
Yes, to explain what it did.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm not sure if I'm ready, but you are ready.
Let me practice in French, in my best French.
Yes.
Are you ready? Wait for the coffee machine to shut up.
So come on, Givin.
Oh, hang on, this is a pause for
you. You'll see that you will need twice or three times to...
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, you ready?
Garçon.
Excusez-moi, garçon.
Puis-je avoir un gâteau végétalien pour mon ami ennuyeux?
No, my God.
That didn't work.
We have decided, no?
Puis-je avoir un gâteau végétalien pour mon ami ennuyeux?
Does that
Thank
make
you
it?
Very much, yes.
Why does it sound like...
She had a little Valium before starting.
Puis-je avoir un gâteau végétalien pour mon ami ennuyeux?
Yeah, thank you very much to say that I'm boring. So I think that
can you translate that to English for us, please, Jacques?
I already translate that that you want to have a cake, vegan cake,
where?
For your boring friend.
Yes.
So, dear listener, I think that we have to stop. It will be shorter than usual.
I think
podcasting is finished.
No, that was my impersonation of a robotic French woman.
No more comment. I have decided not to participate.
I am sorry.
In French.
Pardon.
Ah, pardon. Okay, okay,
pardon.
Okay.
There we go.
Pardon. Excusez-moi. Okay. I give it.
So that was a good start.
Phone that you have.
Okay. Well,
don't forget,
for those that
yes.
cannot see, I have
yes, for
a...
sure.
See? People see it.
Ah, that's uh-huh. right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Tesla. Yes.
Yeah. It's Motorola. Well, Chinese Motorola. Motorola. So, it's my work phone. It does work.
So explain what
it is. Okay, so it's a brick phone. Remember the cell phones from the 1980s, 1988?
Yes.
Big
yes.
thing, so the big aerial. I have one, and it works, and it's my work phone. And it's on the table, and I tell you what, I'm going to take a photo of it and put it on the website.
Okay.
People can
mm-hmm.
see en photograph.
Yes.
Next to my glass of water.
Big, black, old-fashioned phone, but in fact it's a modern, yes?
Wait. This building wasn't yellow last month.
No. They didn't change the color, Gavin.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
It was yellow?
Yes, Gavin. You didn't take care about where you are. We already know that we didn't take care what about we said, but
oh,
I didn't realize, Givin, that you didn't know where
don't
you
notice
are.
My surroundings,
so first,
no.
Once more, we repeat, we are in Bratislava.
You didn't forget that.
It's Slovakia, in the heart of Central Europe.
En heart.
Heart, yes.
Heart in French?
Le cœur. Ah, yes, and we can hear your cœur.
Ah, yes. I have a T-shirt which makes a noise.
Yes,
ready?
Yes,
I'm
yes,
going to
yes,
press
yes,
my
yes.
T-shirt. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes,
there
very great.
The other patrons in the cafe are very skillfully pretending to ignore us.
We have to say that Ivan is desperate. Huh? It's go down.
Well, we started off pretty bad. It can't get worse.
But it could be a good beginning for all podcasts to...
To start terribly.
No,
oh,
just
start with
your
this noise.
With your
my T-shirt.
Your T-shirt, yes. And it's like a marinière given. So we have
marinière?
To explain that for sailors, you know? Sailors.
Okay. It's like sailors. It's got that blue stripe, blue and
yes,
white stripe.
Yes, yes, yes. You are Popeye, the sailor man.
Popeye,
the sailor man.
Uh-huh.
But Popeye haven't a red car who make nose.
No, he does not. He does mm-hmm. not. All he has is spinach, a pipe.
Yes, yes, yes.
Does he have hair? He has no hair, no? Popeye is bald.
Sure? No.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh, okay. And so it's a gift that you
it
received?
It was a gift. I received this for my birthday.
Because you are like a little big child giving with such things.
I am a big child,
I didn't realize.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So we have lost two patrons.
They stay more before, you know. Now they decided
I think
to
this week's yes. quality, maybe a quality yes, of yes, podcast yes. is not so good. So they. but with the leaving of two guests, we have one new guest.
Yes,
one
great.
New cafe patron.
And she didn't know what
she
are we doing.
What are we
so
doing? Why are we staring at her?
She will stay a few minutes, and after she will realize that it's not so good, so she wants to go. And yes, okay.
So
a gift, yes. And ooh,
it was a gift. My cousin. Or cousin-in-law.
And it's so usual in New Zealand to offer a child t-shirt for or shirt for child.
If you know that the person is a child, is a 38-year-old child, then yes, it's okay.
Okay.
Acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have to prepare ourselves. I will check in my wardrobe. If I have something like that.
So you can, the next time we do a podcast, you can also, I should point out that I am starting a holiday tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. So that means that not normal postcard next time. Don't cry, baby.
Don't cry for me,
no,
Argentina.
Yes. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. What was that? That's from a musical, no?
It's with Madonna.
Madonna.
But it's not the original. The original is older. It's a song who already exists before.
It's not Les Mis.
Madonna.
It's not Les Miserables. It's a different one. One word, no? Don't cry for me, Argentina. The name of the play.
It's Evita.
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 Yes. Evita.
Yes. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Madonna. No. All my teenagers.
Yeah, in the teenage years. Yes. Yeah, gravity has since taken over. Gravity is a cruel mistress.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us, though.
Okay.
Oh, here comes
and
the coffee.
We have the best coffee in the city. Thank you very much.
That's a discount
Ivan.
Already.
Yes, yes. But
merci. Merci.
Do you really want the cake as well? Or was it just too
no,
good?
No. I want to prove good. I will.
It's a joke, Gavin. It's a joke.
No, I will. You have one vegan cake?
Yeah, with
oh
the same
my God, Gavin! No.
The same. It's the same as last time. You already had that.
I already did. One vegan cake by month. Okay, Gavin. Okay,
no.
That's enough.
Well, what is the other cake you have?
There's the Oreo cake.
Oreo cake.
What is Oreo cake?
It's an American biscuit.
Brownie, but it's also a healthier version.
And what is Oreo cake? What is it?
The Oreo, the cookies. It's
cookies. Like cookies.
Cookies. It's sweeter, so it's good.
It's actually a sweet cake.
So, you want to taste a sweeter?
I will.
So, okay.
One with two forks.
Oh my God, this is
great, great, yes.
You want some time to discuss it and make a decision?
No.
We'll take
the Oreo cake. We'll take one cake, two grown men with two forks, please.
Yes.
This is, it's not as bad as last time with the vegan cake. And two men, last week... This podcast is getting more gay every week. We started off with vegan cake
and
sharing last week.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will touch
pink blanket.
Your car.
Stop touching my chest. God almighty. Now look, people are laughing at us.
Yes, for sure.
God, so last week we're on the little gay pink blanket.
Yes.
Now we're sharing a cake in a cafe.
Yes.
When are you going to tell your wife?
It seems that people are used to that because no reaction. No commentary.
Yeah,
you know?
That's terrible. People
it's
are used to
it's
that.
It's normal.
Crazy animals. Mm-hmm. So, let me add some milk to my coffee.
Yes, I know. Because the
little bit
real
of...
Americano coffee that you put hot water in the cup
So you get a little metal jug of hot water with your espresso.
As you want.
So that's Americano.
That's called Americano.
And you
don't have any
milk with this?
You will check. Oh, perhaps. In another yes.
See, I have an espresso with a little metal container of hot water and a little jar of
milk. You have hot water also?
Yes, hot.
Oh my god.
So I can dilute it to my preferred strength. It's like building your own burger. Oh, yesterday I had a burger.
Oh.
It was good. Went to a place called About Burger in town.
I remember when you had decided to go to Barcelona, yes?
To Madrid.
To Madrid, only to
solely
a burger.
No. I went to Madrid a couple of months ago for the sole purpose of getting Taco Bell.
Ah, Taco Bell.
American
fast
food. Because I'd never had it before. And so a friend of mine, we went down there. A friend and my sister-in-law. We went down there and we went to Taco Bell, I think, three times. I think it was. It was actually really good. I'm not a big fan of Mexican food, but this was really quite good.
Yes, but it's a Mexican-American Mexican.
Yeah, exactly. Food. It's like Americanized Mexican
food. To explain that. And so there was not Taco Bell in Bratislava and not in Vienna. Yes?
No. The closest one is in Romania, I think.
Romania?
Yeah.
My God.
I think it's Romania.
Romania.
But, but we thought, we did not want to go to Romania.
So you decided to go. You decided to go
To Spain.
To Madrid, to Spain, not for beautiful paintings, movida, and. All beautiful museums, but only to eat special Mexican or American food. Yes,
exactly.
I understood.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like that. Okay.
before we came in here, I was talking to you about making your children earn some money, because you said that this week you're going to be doing a lot of work, a lot of outside work.
Yes, yes.
To make some more money. And I'm thinking that why can't you use your children to help make money? There must be some way children can generate income.
So it will be the informative part of the show.
Here we go.
Giving.
Where is
pay
my,
attention.
My pipe?
Not so intellectual. Yes, but you know that, I don't know in other countries, but you know that it's not legal.
Legal. But anything in Slovakia is legal if you are not caught.
Ah, yes, so for sure.
You know that, the way they drive, the amount of corruption.
Oh, come on, give in.
If you are not caught, you get away with it.
There are cliché, no?
It's a cliché, but it's statistically accurate cliché.
It's not a good subject, even. So it's only to say that, for example, in Belgium or in France, if sometimes you have person who they send flowers and vegetables
at the
market, and it's natural that if the father make that the children will help him.
Yeah,
for example,
of course, it's normal.
But sometimes they had problems because when policemen came only to check, they say that it was illegal to make working. Little children, you know, or teenagers.
They're not in a factory. They're not on a production line. They're just helping mum and dad out.
It's strange, but it's like that.
What else would they be doing? Sitting at home on the computer?
Yes, like my daughter. Because I asked her to go with me to a guided tour, and to help me and to hear the guided tour. And she said, no, I prefer to stay at home and to check my phone and so on. So, you see. So, I have not this problem, and I will not have, never have problem with policemen, because she didn't, not
She's
working for me, but helping his poor father. But you have not this problem, given only animals you have, no?
I have no animals at the moment. I don't have a cat. There are some spiders around the house.
Hmm?
That I killed them.
Yes, and what is the name also? Blind, who make hole in your...
moles.
And moles also you had.
No. Yes. I tell you what, last week... it was last Monday. I told you about last weekend I installed a speaker under the ground by play Celine Dion. Well, I've changed the music.
And you continue to make like that?
Not Celine Dion. I stopped Celine Dion and I started a mixture. I found some low-frequency sounds, some... dogs barking, some birds squeaking, all kinds of noises, and some techno music. I played some of that, and I put all it together in a big, like, 1.5 hour mix, and I have that playing constantly under the ground, and it's absolutely fantastic. So Celine Dion and techno, moles hate it, and there's been no activity in the garden. There is a little activity, but it's far away from the speaker. So it's great. So forget about poisons and water and gas. Just play
it's
Celine
more ecological,
Dion
yes.
under the ground. Yeah, it's more ethical because I tried. That sulfur paper. Sulfur.
Yes, you spoke about that. Le soufre, yes, it's very toxic, yes.
Yes, that's it.
It's very toxic.
It's very toxic, but it didn't work. The moles, they're just, maybe they smoke. So they're sitting down there underground going...
And they used to, yes.
Bring it on. That is nothing. I don't know why the moles are French, but...
No, I don't understand it. So, you have done this, but you have cats, no? You can
The neighbor's cats, yeah.
Yes, in
the border. Neighbor's cats. I feed them sometimes. I put some food out there for them because they're cute. I like cats.
Yeah. Yes, but they didn't work for you. So.
No, the problem is...
And they can't help you.
I feed them, and their owners feed them.
And you receive nothing, even. They go back after to the neighbor.
Yeah. They're like prostitutes.
Oh my God! Oh.
In the way,
be
that,
careful
that,
what you will say. That
okay. Well, if we have any prostitutes listening, I mean this in the kindest way.
And if you have children who listen,
if your children are prostitutes, that doesn't work.
My God!
Stop it, Gavin.
Now we know where the line is, but because we've just crossed
the red line.
It.
The red line.
We didn't know where it was until we crossed it. Now we're safe.
Let's
reverse.
Yes.
So
erase
so
that.
Cats are like ladies of the night.
Okay.
Because they only are interested in when you have something to offer, and they pretend to like you. But when there is no food, they just walk past.
And why didn't you try birds, for example?
Like to own a pet bird?
No, birds. Birds. Parrot.
What do I do birds. With it? To chase moles?
No! I said that you As didn't... You like animals, but you...
Nomads is vera, like,
yes,
a, like a
yes,
pet.
Yes, you like pets, but cats didn't stay. Why not birds? You know? They can sing... When you arrive at home, because they are very happy, parrots can repeat your
rude
own
words.
Yeah, and
it's a
they
good
will
point.
Sing all the night if you didn't.
All night. Oh,
yes,
God.
If you
don't
didn't
put
cover
sheet
that.
Over
yes.
The well, in the past, I always had this idea. Maybe a bird would be a cool pet, but then of course I was married to a terrible human being. Oh, I'm still not yet divorced, still waiting for those papers to come through, but married to this awful person who has a phobia of birds.
Phobia of birds.
I never had a bird because, for 12 years I was shackled to this miserable cow. But now I'm a free man, but I'm worried about poop everywhere.
Poop?
One, it's a pet that can fly away and never come back. It's possible.
If you open
the cage,
yeah,
they
but
could.
It's not. The
but it cannot live in the cage
objective.
All its life.
But for sure,
you must take it out of the cage so it can fly around the house. But then, if you open the door,
but with a chain, you know,
chain.
It's like that for parrots.
Are you
even
serious?
What are you
I
thinking?
I thought you closed the door and they fly that. Inside the house.
My God, I don't. I
a
never
chain,
understood
you tie
that.
What,
yes,
like 20
the,
kilograms
the,
to the.
Name?
To the foot.
Yes, for sure. You never saw that.
But maybe like fishing line or like a real heavy chain. Like
not heavy, but chain, give in.
Like for a ship.
Yes, not really. like that, they are not on the cage, but they didn't fly away, give in. Mm-hmm. So, come on. So okay. So no birds, but perhaps fish. Yes, fish. It's a great idea, fish.
Not coming from you. No, because I know you have experience with fish.
Yes,
fish, goldfish.
Yes, you know that gold? Yes, a red fish.
Yeah, the goldfish. They call them goldfish, but they're like red color.
It's only common red goldfish. And the only one that I had.
Tell us the story.
But you have to prepare yourself because it's sad. And
it's sad that I laughed when you told
and
me.
And after giving, you will spoke about the end of your cat. Okay?
No, do not. A cat and a goldfish are not the same.
And so I put this goldfish in the water. It was like a ball. I know. What is the name?
It's ball.
Ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And it was not cover.
Uh-huh.
It was not cover. So I put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And after one morning, I didn't see him in the morning. And I was thinking, my God, but
where is he gone?
And after with my foot, I slip in something that was on the floor. And I realized that my red fish or goldfish decided to suicide himself, you know, because he was alone, I suppose. And always make the same round.
Ultimate,
you know?
Indignity. You stand on him in the morning and slide across the floor.
And you know that they are such fish are very afraid, because with such ball, when you
are close.
Yes, closer.
You look enormous.
With big eyes. So it was too much eyes. He decided to suicide himself during the night.
Oh,
it was
fantastic.
The only one. It was too hard, Gavin. So breaking
it was
heart.
Too
so,
labor intensive. No?
Yes, yes. So it was the first and the last time that I had
comes
a fish.
The cake.
Oh, and now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. You split it into two. Oh, that's
wow.
Better. That's nice.
It's
thank you.
Merci. Thank you very much, Yvan.
So here, see, we have
so,
one cake split
so
into
after
two.
After the fish that I didn't eat because it was not possible because it was. Already
dead.
Flat,
it's compressed.
Yes, flat, compressed.
Filet.
Now, so Gavin, try.
Okay.
So we have to first
so this
to
is
describe
the Oreo.
What is it.
Okay, so.
It's dark. And
dark on top.
Dark on
dark
top.
Dark base.
And in the middle, it's white, like cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we will.
But
taste it.
Ivan said it was very sweet, so.
Great.
So
but
we
it's
have
not
this
vegan,
one
huh?
cake.
It's not vegan.
It's no,
vegan.
It's not. It's normal.
Like cookies. So. Okay.
It's not that hard.
It seems more normal.
I was expecting it to be more chocolate, to have more chocolate flavor. It's not bad though. It's like a big Oreo. Do you know what an Oreo is?
No, I didn't. I already say to you, Oreo, I don't know what is it.
It's a biscuit that looks similar to this, but it's round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like a manufactured biscuit.
And what
American
is it,
biscuit.
What is it in inside? It's not real cream?
No. I don't know.
No cheese, huh? Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I know this song. Who sings this? Oh. Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. So not so bad for dessert.
Not so bad.
Mm-hmm. And no choice given because you didn't took with you another cake.
No.
It seems that you were so busy during the weekend that you hadn't time to cook for your friends.
I was too busy.
My God.
On Friday?
Yes, too busy to put your
watch TV
on Facebook,
with
your
friend watching and having pizza. On Saturday, what did I do on Saturday?
You forgot.
I did forget.
You
I had a lot of coffee.
You put photography of your old cars in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Updated my website.
With a strange old car in the snow, I think.
Old car in the snow.
Yes. Or it was in a field. No. It's another people who sent. It's another man who sent to you a strange car who seemed like a Skoda.
Oh.
And it was in a field.
Yes. Oh. Okay, that's on Facebook.
Because it seems that it's very popular, such post.
I like a lot of cars. I follow a lot of car pages on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was a card. Here's some education for you. Here's the second part of our educational half.
My God.
Yeah, get ready to learn.
That's why we lost a lot of listeners last time, Gavin.
Yes,
so
yes.
So be careful.
Well, this time it will not be 45 minutes. It was too long last time. Mm-hmm. But we had New Zealand designed and mass-produced a car. The only car they designed and mass-produced.
Huh.
It was called a Trekker. T-R-E-K-K-A. Mm-hmm. Trekker.
And it was, seemed like Skoda there.
It had a Skoda motor.
Ah, that's right.
Engine. Skoda engine and gearbox, I think. It was part of a deal. Oh, I don't remember the details. But there were only 2,500 made. And I think less than 30 remain today. Fewer than 30 exist on the road today.
But it's strange, so that means that there was cooperation between Czechoslovakia
and New Zealand? And New Zealand company, yeah.
Oh.
Because
but
after...
New Zealand was not a socialist state.
No, it was
state.
Not. It was not. I believe it was a deal, part of a deal. Oh, I don't know. I'm getting my deals mixed up. I know that New Zealand received some Škoda and Lada cars in the past, but that was part of a deal with the Soviet Union, where we would send sheep skin and meat, and they would send us their shitty cars.
Yes, I don't know if it was just... No, it was... There was not shitty cars, because they were very... a long... Long way life, huh? We have to say.
They lasted. They lived a long time.
They lived a long time.
Really?
Yes. I have, for example, my father-in-law had a Lada a few years.
I had a Lada, Lada Niva.
Or Skoda.
They had a terrible reputation in New Zealand for being very unreliable. Yeah. Skoda's reputation was ruined for decades.
Really?
Yeah.
And why?
Because we received cars like the Skoda 100 and Skoda 105, and they were unreliable. It's just so unreliable. Which is surprising, because most of the cars in New Zealand in the 80s were British cars.
Yes,
which
that's right.
Which are also terrible.
By this information.
But anyway, about this car. So fewer than 30 remain on the roads today, so they're very rare. And there is one that was recently sent to the Czech Republic, to the Škoda Museum in Mladá Boleslav.
Oh.
And so it's what, 3-4 hours drive from here? So I'm thinking maybe I could go for a drive to up to the Czech Republic, to that small town, and see a real Trekker in person.
Oh.
But I'm fascinated by these cars. The Trekker is an ugly car, I will be honest. It looks like a Land Rover,
yes,
but it was stung by a bee.
By a bee?
So it has an allergy, and it's a strange looking car. It's slow, it's weird, it's basic. It looks like a tough four-wheel drive, but it's only two-wheel drive. So it was not a great car, but it was New Zealand's car. You know, we designed it, we built it. And I think next month, the original factory in Auckland where these cars were made is going to be sold and probably demolished, and they will build some new thing there. So I think that's sad. That's the end of an era. They still have...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you hadn't your own cars made?
No, we manufactured... Well,
yes.
After the Second World War, there were very high import taxes in New Zealand. And so we had agreements, the New Zealand government had agreements to import a lot of British cars, because we had to bail Britain out after the Second World War, because they were a financial catastrophe, so we had to buy their crappy cars to help their economy.
Uh-huh.
So we did.
For the Queen.
For the Queen.
God save the Queen.
Yep, yep. But then at the late 80s, and early 90s, the floodgates opened for Japanese import cars to New Zealand. So now New Zealand's roads are full of Japanese cars, used Japanese cars, which are cheap and reliable.
You are very marvelous, Gavin, because you know all about the cars, and I have to confess that it's not my sphere area.
Forte.
Yes? What?
Not your forte?
forte.
Or is that Italian?
C'est pas mon fort, oui.
No, yes. C'est pas mon fort.
Yes, okay, okay, okay. For example, I was very surprised that you drove during your young life.
I did.
How many? 17?
15.
15. Yeah. Incredible. If I drove 4... It's a lot given.
But oh, you mean how many cars I
cars,
drove?
Cars, yes.
Oh, 23.
23, yes.
I thought you mean what age I started driving.
No, it's, yes.
No, I have had... 23 cars now.
My God. Mm-hmm.
Well, 24, but I don't count one because I only had it for a few weeks and we destroyed it. It was a Holden Gemini. No, it's not important. It's technically 24, but I have no photos of this car. Mm-hmm. I took photos, but my friend lost the film. So we never know what happened, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you change car as shirt.
Yeah. Well, how many years has it been since 1995? 23 years. Hey, so, it's one car per year.
Yes, it's a... And your actual electric car, you had 1 year?
No, I've had this car now two and a half years.
2.5. So summer 2015. To change and to offer to other people who need cars.
Yeah,
yes?
2.5 years. Almost 3 years.
You didn't understand.
I see what you are saying.
Because you make also promotion about electric cars.
Yeah.
So it's possible to other people to try if it's good. But I have to confess that it's only viability is only 100 kilometers. Yes,
my car is
not real.
Yeah, well, my car is not a good
difficult.
Not a good example of electric vehicle technology.
Yes.
Electric vehicles are much better now. My car is almost 7 years old, but electric cars coming out this year and next year will be real game changers. I mean, already we have three models in production that can travel 200-400 kilometers on one charge, which is great. Actually, the Nissan Leaf, five models. Oh, yeah, it's growing and growing and growing. In a couple of years, in less than 5 years, you will have many, many models, electric models that can
I hope so, given because my car being old, mm-hmm. so I'm waiting. So diesel, it will be not allowed first.
Diesel, yeah.
No, because it was a diesel. No,
well,
that
diesel,
I had.
Yeah, you have a diesel, yeah.
And I think that in the future, in a few years, it will be not allowed to have a diesel.
I think not, no.
Because,
it's already banning in some cities.
But it's so... It's like a joke given because
a
20
few
years
ago
they
it was
said that
the fuel
it was
of
very
the future.
Good,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
And then now they realized that
so
it
good.
Was full of pollution. No, they didn't know it before, but now they realize that. But I, for electric car, I need a family car,
yeah.
You know, when I can put children and luggage and so on,
mm-hmm.
and to make 1,000 kilometers, for example, and not stopping every hours or 2 hours to recharging. Is that the problem with your car? You know, if I go to Belgium,
I
have to stop 10 times.
No, mine is a city car.
It will be incredibly long.
there are no cars at the moment, electric cars that can travel 1,000 kilometers. There will be. There will be the Tesla has a
500 is good. We can stop every 2 or 3. I think that because it's an obligation to stop
such
a long travel.
Oh, if you have kids in the back, they need to stop.
Every 3 hours, for example. So that means. No, 300 or 400 kilometers, it would be fine. But
those cars exist already, but they are still expensive.
And the support. Ah, yes, I forgot. And also to say that it has to have a good price for me.
Aha!
It's the most important
thing. Not just
things.
A good price, a Jacques price.
Yes, the cheaper one.
Yeah, they pay you.
The best one for the cheaper one.
Oh dear!
No, you haven't family given, so you didn't know what is it to do.
I have family. I have moles in the garden, mm-hmm. and the neighbor's cats. Cats of the night. More water?
Yes.
In front of the microphone?
Yes, for sure. We forgotten to. You can hear.
That's good.
The water, mm-hmm. from the waterfall. Great.
So. Oh, we're gonna clink glasses as well. You're waiting, aren't you?
Yes, I like that.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Terrible.
Hey, it's great that we didn't need alcohol to speak about stupidities.
It would help, but no. We are going over time.
And it's now, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't realize that we like to speak
we talk
so long.
Much, yeah.
You know, you have to put a special ring.
We should change the phrase.
No.
It's too strange. Yeah. Instead of ending
that's
with
because
you ending
want
with why
to explain.
Every time.
So no,
why
you want to explain?
We should end with like a surprise, like, oh my god, and you say, oh my god, in French.
Yes. Okay.
Mon Dieu. Okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. See you next week. Oh my god!
Mon Dieu!